I'd just like to introduce you to Laura, who's going to talk to us on the Leaders Energy Group.
Right, so I'll just sort myself out. Okay, I think I'm there. I feel a bit sorted out with all the PA equipment, a bit bulging, but that's okay. Well, isn't this great? Just being with the girls. We don't really get that much time just to do this, but it's really nice to see everybody here. As Christy said, my name's Laura, and I'm really glad that you're here and that you could make it this morning. I teach 8- and 9-year-olds, and I love my job. I had that in, but I've got my friend Amy who works with me and lots of other close friends who know me too well to let me get away with saying that. I mostly love my job and I really love the children, but I don't like the stressful side of teaching. I've also just bought my first flat and it's really amazing to finally have somewhere that I can call home. It's also really helped me to feel more content with being single at 29. It wasn't my dream to be single at 29, but I've come on quite a journey to realise that I'm valuable just as I am. The media tells me that as a woman, I need a man and children to be someone. You see, we always think, listen to how other people think of us, often asking, what do my friends think of me? How does my mum see me? Who does my partner see? Who does the media say I am? In magazines, we see images of what we should look like. We read articles telling us how to be. In TV and films, we see perfect women over and over again, and it sets up a standard of perfection that none of us can attain to. An unrealistic role model. Instead, I want to challenge us this morning to accept the variety that is in each other and to embrace the person that you are. Let's stop constantly measuring ourselves against the role model of perfection that doesn't exist. As Kate Winslet once said, everything's airbrushed. Ironically, it was a man who helped me to see sense. When my last boyfriend and I used to watch TV, he noticed that when an advert for a beauty product came on, a glazed expression would appear on my face. He could almost see me reaching for the pen to note the brand name down. Attempting to wake me from my trance, he would scream, "Hello, it's a con! The women in these adverts have a personal trainer. They have an entourage of hair, makeup, fashion and lighting gurus. Oh, and they don't eat." If after all that, they still have imperfections, they are perfected out by a computer. Besides, you don't need any of that rubbish. You are beautiful as you are. I am most men prefer a woman to be natural. You see, I think I'm an advertiser's dream, buying into their false promises, and not everyone is as easily tricked. But if we're honest, all of us have those moments in front of the mirror where we wish we were a bit thinner, or curvier, or more toned. If only my nose was a bit smaller, my bust a bit bigger. Maybe if I was more intelligent, I would. Perhaps if I had more hobbies, I could. You can finish the sentences off in your own minds. The reality is, we are what we are. And rather than spend all our lives fighting against what we are, or comparing ourselves with those we wished we were, let's spend the rest of the life we have enjoying and making the most of who we are. Now, I know some of you are sitting there thinking, my ex must have been an android or a computer-generated man, but he lives and breathes, and what's more, ladies, he's single. So if you want to collect a card with his number on at the end of the morning, he's available for dating. Seriously, though, it doesn't matter how others see us, even if they see us positively. How do you see yourself? That's far more important than all the other loud voices. Far too many of us have become boxed in, pigeonholed into a category that doesn't fit. Some of us try to fight our way out, whilst others of us try to squeeze ourselves until we are an unrecognisable shape from where we began. To make it worse, the media has created prison-like categories into which we must fall. Let me introduce you to some of the media's stereotypes of women. We have Rainbow, Earth Mother. Greener than grass, she belongs to a local conservation group. She is a member of Amnesty. She breastfed her children until they were 7. She has an incredible capacity to support justice and fair trade causes. And if you stay in her house long enough, she tried to recycle you. Now may I present Celia, thinking man's crumpet. Celia is our resident Kirsty Walk. You know, the walking brain from Newsnight. Naturally intelligent, hard-working, more letters after her name than she would ever need, and the most incredible cook. Introducing Shazza, single mum. She dropped out of school at 14 to have a baby and is branded by the media as someone with no future whose children are destined for a life of crime. Next up is Jessica, career bitch. Sophisticated, sexy, ruthless businesswoman, she'd step over her own mother to get a promotion, is aiming to be the first female CEO of her company and goes to Cloisters for skiing at Christmas and to the Seychelles in the summer, darling. Finally, let's meet Melissa, yummy mummy. Dressed in the latest fashions, hair always looks like she's married to the hairdresser. Perfectly behaved, talented children, and the smell of home baking wafting from her perfectly cleaned house. Are some of Zoe's friends smiling? Her immaculate makeup is never smudged at the school gates. Now they're in their boxes. Don't they look happy? Excuse me. Actually, this is really rather embarrassing. It seems that these women are not very content in their boxes, and they have something they would like to add. Your life is so ethical. Do you derive a lot of satisfaction from that?
Well, I do, but it's my dream to be on the stage at the Globe in London. I don't feel I'm important enough. I have to save the world.
You've reached heights in your career that others could only dream of. Does that make you happy?
Yes. I've worked hard for what I've achieved. Though I remember at school thinking I'd always grow up to have a family. And I don't have that.
How do you feel about your life so far?
Well, actually, it's been a lot harder than what I thought, especially raising 3 children without a partner, but to be honest, I'm quite pleased with myself. It hasn't been without massive sacrifice, but actually I'm on my 2nd degree now, and, you know, the future is actually really looking quite exciting.
Have you got where you wanted to be?
Absolutely. I've got no friends, and I've got no family. I hardly ever see them. And I can't seem to keep a man either. Their egos need far too much pampering for me. I have been hurt and trodden on, and that does hurt. But I've learnt to do the same in order to survive in the business world. Fortunately, I never wanted children. But I'm just doing this so that I can save up enough money to go on a skiing trip.
So you're leading the perfect life. How does it feel?
I'm exhausted. Do you know how much effort it takes to keep the illusion of being under control? My husband's always away, and I find it really difficult to attend my Weight Watchers classes. But actually, I've done really well. In 9 years, I've actually lost 6 stone.
Any of these ring true for you? Not wholly? Not at all? It's not surprising if we don't feel we neatly fit into any of the first or even the second set of categories. After all, what is neat about a person? Human beings are complicated. And let's face it, the word complicated was invented to describe women. You see, the media would have us believe that these stereotypes of women are representative of us all, and that we must fill the shoes of one of those women. However, sticking to the subject closest to my heart, shoes. Had to get it in there somewhere. How many of you own more than one pair? Just briefly, tell people on your table how many pairs of shoes you own and describe them. There's probably not enough time for you to be able to talk about all of your shoes, but enough, maybe. So were they all the same sort of shoe? You see, most of us have lying in our wardrobes a mixture of shoes, be they stilettos, sandals, trainers, walking boots or slipper socks, flip-flops, kitten heels, climbing shoes, Uggs or Crocs. The shoes are worn with different outfits for different occasions. The shoes, like the outfits, and maybe even the occasions, reflect the different versions of us. It is more likely that we are nothing to do with these pressurising, unrealistic stereotypes, or that we are a mixture of some of them. It is possible to be true to ourselves and yet be an ever-changing, sometimes contradictory woman. We feel different on different days. Even those of you who wouldn't describe yourselves as particularly emotional women at the moment are not the same person every day. Different sides to our one character shine through some days more than others. So let's get out of these boxes. Be who you want to be. There are no rules, no stereotypes to conform to, no role models to imitate. You are the first and only version of you. It's time you lived as that person. Not the person you feel you should be more like, or even the person you've been told you should be more like, or who your mum has told you to be, but you. To make it worse, not only are we judged by others, but we judge. So how about we choose not to box each other up? Let's accept people as they really are, rather than pigeonholing each other. Thank you, ladies. I have an example of this whole not judging each other thing, and I have to confess it's something that I did myself. I was at a meeting some time ago where the speaker was introducing different people. He asked each person to say something about themselves that would surprise people, something they wouldn't expect. Firstly, a very good-looking and self-assured guy stood up and said, "One thing you wouldn't guess about me was that I was the guy who designed the entire rail system at Euro Disney. What's more, on the opening day, the whole front carriage neglected to stop in time and crashed into the central station in front of a huge crowd." Not probably what he was hoping for when he looked at his blueprint and his design in front of him. Next, we had a woman with a child, and she stood up and, looking at her child, then at the audience, she said, "This is Pixie. Say hello, Pixie." She didn't even say what her own name was. And I thought, here's another woman who's lost her identity as a woman and exists only as a mother, now living her life through her child. Her child wasn't even looking at us, let alone saying hello. "Well, I suppose," she went on, "the thing you wouldn't know about me is that I've done 2 degrees and the first degree I did was in medieval Spanish." Bang! It hit me straight between the eyes. I didn't even know such a degree existed. And here was this woman, whom I had pigeonholed as obsessive mother, who was intelligent and broad-minded, with not one but 2 degrees to her name. You see, we judge and then we pigeonhole. And as a consequence, we entirely miss the person. You see, you're unique. No one else can be you. What I am about to say this morning will disillusion some of you. But that woman with low self-esteem, who when she compares herself to any other woman, always falls short, well, she's not you. You're living a lie. You see, you are an incredible, magnificent, breathtaking being, inside and out. But you have to start believing it about yourself. Easy for you to say, little Miss Size 10. You're pretty and obviously confident, or you wouldn't be stood up giving this talk. I hear some of you whispering it, whilst others of you are just rolling your eyes knowingly at another woman. But be careful. You're trying to put me in a box. You see, I've battled with low self-esteem about my appearance and character since I was about 11. And it's not without a fight, literally at times for my life, that I'm here today. And now, I actually find it offensive that women are told what to look like, what to wear, who to be, and what to do, because it nearly cost me my life. So those of you who feel you don't really want to get out of the box if it means being you, because you're not sure you'll like the real you, it is possible to like and eventually love yourself. We can get out of the restricting boxes the world, the media, friends and family put us in. We can celebrate who we really are, and in that new place, that spacious, open place, we can begin to make real decisions about what we want. You see, it's fine to want different things. Just make sure what you choose really is what you truly want. Let me explain. If you've always dreamt of the big house in the country and a garden to rival Kew, be sure you know the cost in terms of time and relationship in order to achieve that goal. The real cost to your relationships may be more expensive than you think. Sometimes we have to ditch the unrealistic dreams in order to keep the things that really matter. Now, for all of these, there are exceptions. But we need to know that if our life is about constantly spinning plates in the air and hoping the ones that crash aren't the things closest to our hearts, then we will inevitably live with dissatisfaction. We are more content, are we not, when we do a few things well. If we try to have everything, we will end up with nothing, or nothing worth having. So let's be ourselves. Let's enjoy being ourselves, and let's choose what we really want from ourselves and from life. These three choices will affect our lives permanently. That surely is the beginning of the life you've always wanted. I can breathe again now. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support and your encouragement. Thank you for being here today. We really hope that you've enjoyed yourselves and had fun just having time just for you and being with your friends. Please feel free to stay around and have a coffee, chat with new friends, with friends you've already got, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the next one. Thanks again.
I'd just like to thank two people publicly, one of whom is Zoe Watson, who was a young mummy. She's done enormous amounts of album work, 26, and she's made a massive difference to me in terms of organising the team.